International gold price witnessed a marked weekly rise of more than 7% in the early February. This is the fastest weekly growth in 7 years. But consumers throughout the country remained passionate for purchasing gold despite the sharp rise. The Taibai jewelry in the Chinese capital Beijing has reflected the bustling gold market in China somehow. Many people are looking for gold products.李阳 is the gold stock analyst with the Beijing Taibai Jewelry.
今年呢，国际金价最低的时候1061美元。
The lowest international gold price in the year hit $1,061 per ounce. The international gold price picked up to reach $1,263.
In a gold jewelry shop in Shijiazhuang, capital city of Hebei Province, Miss Li, a customer, says.
我觉得应该影响不大，因为毕竟不是买这种大件的嘛。
The rise in gold price has little impact on my desire to buy gold. I just want to buy some small items.
The manager of the gold shop explains.
虽然金价现在上涨，但是没有阻挡我们广大消费者的这种购买热情。
The rise in gold price has not dampened consumers' zest for gold jewelry. Most of them come here for the gold jewelry in the shape of monkey.The gold jewelry like bracelets, pendants and zodiac gold bars sell very well. The sales volume is up 30% year on year.
A financial manager elaborates that the gold market is attracting more investors this year.
投资者对于黄金的这个购买量也好，购买需求啊，热情也好，比去年啊有所回。
The purchase volume, demand, and zest for gold are all higher compared with last year. Many investors are paying attention to this market again.
Down south, in a shopping mall in Guangzhou, capital city of South China's Guangdong province, a series of gold jewelry sales campaigns have attracted a large number of consumers. Liang Jianfeng is a chartered gold investment analyst.
As people feel pessimistic after the Federal Reserve raised the interest rate and other investing channels, like the stock market, are sluggish around the world, I think consumers' passion for gold will remain for a while.
Market insiders said the demand for gold will keep increasing due to the global economic recession and turbulence in the stock market.According to a report released by the World Gold Council, the demand for gold from the global market in 2015 was virtually unchanged compared with 2014. Roland Wang is the managing director of World Gold Council in China.
第四季度有一个金价相对低点。
There was a relatively lower price point in the fourth quarter of 2015. Thus, the investors entered the market and increased purchases of gold for investments.
The World Gold Council said China and India were the mainstays of the global market, with their total demand accounting for nearly 45% of the global demand.